Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to welcome everyone who tuned in to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. Thank you for calling in or listening online, wherever you are from around the globe. We appreciate all of you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us. I'm your host, Gertrude Chapman, with 15 minutes of power to get your week started. Text someone and have them call in. The number is 713-955-0392. Or go online, www.blogtalkradio.com/your-turning-point. Today's topic is, only you can breathe life into your vision. No one sees or understands your vision like you. You carried your vision, fed your vision, birthed your vision, see your vision, nurture your vision, protect your vision, believe in your vision, encourage your vision, embrace your vision, stand firm in your vision on your vision, okay? You walk in your vision, you think your vision, you talk your vision, you press forth in your vision. You achieve oneness with your vision. You are your vision. And nobody else could do it like you. So if you allow yourself to neglect your vision, things will begin to lose pace and start to slowly decay from the inside out. Too many people depend on the reaction of those around them to fuel their attitude toward the vision. But that's wrong. Other people's attitude often fluctuates. It fluctuates day by day. It has nothing to do with you and your vision. So don't rely on other people to dictate the course of your vision, their actions. Because remember, you are your vision. People are very concerned with a variety of things that are going on in their individual lives and have their own issues to deal with. If you are dependent on the outward signs of someone's actions, it will cause you to experience things that are not even true. False evidence. Remember, what you are seeing has nothing to do with you. So do not stop. Instead, keep your focus on what you have decided to do. And don't move from that point. Don't move from that position. Dismiss mental mind games. How many know about mental mind games? Because mental mind games are nothing but false evidence that appears to be real. You have to believe in you and your vision, no matter what. Refuse to allow depression to set in. Because that's another thing. By depending on somebody's reaction. Just because you are expecting a certain reaction and what you're seeing, what you're hearing is totally opposite of what you're expecting, then this cloud of depression tries to set in. But you cannot allow a moment of self-doubt to deter your path. Stay on the path. Everyone goes through moments of self-doubt, but you have to recognize it as a self-defeating mechanism. Refuse to allow your imaginations to run around in your thought pattern by thinking out of sync to what you have already set in place. Have you ever noticed during these times you seem to hang on to every word that someone speaks? You are listening and hearing only the things that you want to hear. Self-doubt is trying to set in. So do not permit self-doubt to stun your growth or your success when it comes to your vision, even your personal self. Recognize it for what it is. This is not a time to rethink your vision. Instead, just stand firm on the decision that you have already placed into action. stand still and keep pressing forward to see them be, them realize, you know, you have to keep pressing forward. You just can't stop. You just can't, you know, just say, well, maybe, you know, the maybes. Maybe if this would have happened, maybe if I would have said this, maybe if I would have done that. You know, negativity has a way of speaking loud and clear without uttering a word. Give no place to the negative, but replace negative with positive. Positive thinking, positive attitude. Just replace all that negativity. Keep a healthy perception of your vision and what it will produce. Be excited. And when you feel otherwise, refer back to your notes to refresh your memory. This is not a time to involve anyone else. This is what I call a me time, a time when you concentrate on getting yourself back on track, because at this point, you kind of jumped off the track a little bit. So you got to get yourself back on track and renew your mind. When you involve others in this area, it will cause a weakening in what you are building. And what I mean, a weakening in them. Because as a visionary, you're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to be strong. You're supposed to be full of that fire. This is another form of self-defeat when you involve in others. Some things you have to keep to yourself. And this is one of those times. This is very important. Me time. Reconnect. Get back on track. Always allow special time to get reconnected to your vision. I call these moments rejuvenation and repair. You do not have to explain anything to anyone because they will not understand. And when people don't understand something, they'll see it as a negative thing. Because remember, as a visionary, you have to have a certain posture where you stand out as the leader of that vision. And if the leader falters, what you expect the followers to do, or the, you know, the people that's working with you, put it that way, what you expect them to do, how you expect them to be. So don't even worry about including anyone else. Just enjoy your me time and relax in your vision. The visionary sets the tone and momentum of the vision. It is what you deposit into your vision that will either cause a raging fire or simmering glow. Whenever I have an event, I'm prepared to push beyond my limits and put all my energy into that event. This is not the time to be slowful, but to be energized beyond your limits. Go beyond yourself and step into another stage in your vision, whether it's a conference, a workshop, a seminar, a business decision, or anything that I have put into action. Press beyond the norm and reach for the impossible. Understand this, there is nothing impossible to you if you only believe. You have to believe in your vision. By pressing beyond you or embracing growth and expecting to reach another level in your endeavors, realize that your team is only going to be energized by the momentum that you set forth. You cannot depend on anyone to take your place. They are not you. You are your vision. They do not even understand when you mention how exhausting it is. It is not only physically exhausting, but mentally exhausting as well. So stop getting your feelings hurt and arguing with them. They are not where you are, and they are not walking in your shoes. They do not understand. Learn to keep some things private and let the team see you working diligently in that fire. That's a fire that you have on the inside of you that will ignite that flame in them. So people become energized too. Otherwise, the team will not understand and view what is being said in a negative light. So setting the tone of the vision is very important. However, you set your vision is what your team will respect and follow. So be careful in this very area. Be alert in this area. Set your standards high and in excellence and integrity. Your vision is not a common thing, but it's unique and should stand apart from the norm. It is not a copycat of someone else or even something that comes from the outside, but what lives in your heart. Your vision is a heartbeat that keeps your dreams and goals alive. So it's important to live a piece of your dream daily and set short-term goals so you and others can experience the small victories to keep the momentum alive. Do not forget to celebrate those victories. You know, sometimes people forget because they're looking at the big picture, the big vision. But every small victory, remember this, is a piece of the big vision. And without recognizing these small victories, you miss the joy of accomplishment. Occupy your vision. Absorb it. Let your vision flow through every fiber of your being. Actively participate in your vision. Man the sails and steer your vision into greatness. You have waited for an opportunity for too long. And you hear people say that, oh, I'm just waiting for an opportunity. You know, I'm just waiting. That means you're waiting on somebody to give you an opportunity. But stop waiting for an opportunity and you become that opportunity for others. Why should you wait? Create and live. Breathe longevity into it. Declare what you see and start moving toward those goals. As you walk forward, doors will begin to open that you did not see before. And why? Because they were hidden behind things like distraction, lack of focus, fear, self-sabotage, and just not understanding who you were and what is housed on the inside of you. Enjoy yourself every day and savor every moment. Live in the now. Life is too short for regrets of the past and stressing about the future. Release yourself and live in your vision to the fullness. Expect what you believe and speak those things and watch them come to pass. Maintain oneness with your vision in your beliefs, your speech, your action. No matter what is going on around you, refuse to compromise and allow unproductive things to dictate terms to what you have set your mind to do. When you make a decision that allows for no turning back, follow the precepts no matter what. When coming to maturity, many realize that this is it. They feel that they have wasted their life living unwisely and now have come to the end of themselves and are getting serious about making a difference in life. If that is where you are, that's okay. Just begin where you are and keep going forward into the decision. No need to discuss with anyone else. Remember, me time. Others will not understand. You are never too old to breathe life into a vision that is residing on the inside of your heart. Things of challenge may have changed around you and with you, but there is always a way to accomplish what you desire. Sometimes you have to make adjustments, but as long as you make that decision for no turning back, you may not believe what you are capable of accomplishing. People are waiting on you. Believe that. Energize your actions and watch the blazing trail to success. Lead with excellence and do not settle for less. Only you could breathe life into your vision. Create a picture from your heart and expect it to happen. Now, we have come to the end of this broadcast, and we hope that what you have heard on this segment has stirred you up to be that person of excellence and boldness and reach forward and take hold of what is already inside. You have been listening to Motivational Mondays on Your Turning Point. Until next Monday at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, this is your time, this is your season, this is your turning point. Have a prosperous week.